Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Roland Chris Blog Talk Radio Station, Pathways to Excellence, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. From regulatory developments to fiduciary news and practical tips, tune in to Roland Chris for your step-by-step guide to achieving compliance and confidence in a new fiduciary era. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Chris host.
Thank you, Eric, and welcome to those of you in our audience. I am Ron Hagen, Chairman of the Fiduciary Standards Committee at Roland Chris. It's my pleasure to welcome you to today's live 15-minute podcast, and our subject is the retirement plan supply chain. While current corporate practices in America put an awful lot of emphasis on controlling costs through efficient procurement of products and services, the concept of supply chain management is really new to the retirement plan industry. It's a development that is dramatically altering the way that retirement plan services are being purchased by the companies that sponsor those retirement plans. With me today in the studio is our guest, John Humphrey. John is a top expert in the area of retirement plan services. He is Chief Operating Officer of July Business Services and was one of its co-founders in 1994. John currently leads his firm's operations and sales team and is a member of its senior leadership group that helps establish the firm's strategic direction. Prior to joining July Business Services, John was a certified public accountant with Ernst & Young and other national accounting firms. John's very deeply involved in software development, product development, process improvement, team building, and managing his firm's overseas outsourcing company. John graduated from Baylor University with a Master of Taxation degree. He's a member of several industry professional organizations. John has impeccable credentials and is highly respected among his peers and clients. And I was delighted when John accepted our invitation to be a guest on today's show because Roland Chris has had the privilege of mutually serving several of July Business Services clients. We have found that firm to be worthy of its ranking as a top-tier provider of record-keeping services to the U.S. retirement plan industry. John, welcome. It's really good to have you with us today.
Ron, thank you very much. You know, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm delighted to be here. I appreciate you asking me to join you.
I realize for certain members of our audience today, we're going to be digging into some areas that typically are loaded with confusing jargon and complexity, so I thought maybe a good place for us to start would just to keep it kind of simple. And John, if you could just give us some insights into what you think is the significance of the retirement plan supply chain.
Sure, Ron. You know, the retirement plan supply chain, it really kind of represents the system of people and processes that must work together seamlessly to for the retirement plan to be successful. And, you know, with increased complexity and regulatory compliance in this area, the supply chain demonstrates how the ideal process should work and really who should be involved in what stages. And it kind of mimics how executives in you know, companies, for-profit companies, are used to buying services in their, you know, in their entities.
I think that's a good starting point for us. And, you know, I think it might come surprise to many in our audience that supply chain management is a subject that has only recently surfaced in the retirement industry. I think it would be helpful for us if you, John, would talk a little bit about who are the key players involved in the supply chain and what are their respective roles.
Sure. You know, Ron, it really starts with the retirement plan itself. I think, you know, that often kind of gets overlooked in thinking about the supply chain, but, I mean, that's really the center of everything. And you know, the retirement plan is, you know, is usually established by the company's board of directors. There's a trust created. in a plan document, and you know those documents lay out the goals and objectives and the criteria for managing that plan. And so it really starts there, and that's the most important piece. It's the top-level piece of the supply chain.
I think most retirement plan sponsors would quickly acknowledge that forming a trust for a retirement plan is not a form-it-and-forget-it activity. But after the plan's been established, John, what role does the company that sponsors the plan then have in the supply chain?
Sure. You know, the company you know, oversees the entire supply chain process, and you know, on one hand, they sort of act as the CEO of the plan, in essence, you know, thinking that the plan is like a legal entity, and of course, they have to do this amidst juggling you know all of their other executive duties for the company that they're a part of, and you know, they're responsible for maintaining the risk of compliance. And as you know, and this is a difficult area because of the changing, you know, constantly changing regulatory environment. You know, and I think at the same time, you know, the company must, you know, seek to serve the participants' best interest, which can also be challenging amidst, you know, all the compliance, regulatory compliance and vendor contract language that can be very difficult to understand. So I mean, that's really the role of the company, you know, in managing the plan.
As we look into the supply chain, we find a very important component, and that's the investment program. Every retirement plan needs to have a good program. From your experience, John, how are plan sponsors handling that responsibility?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, really, what we see in most plans, you know, is that there's the plan sponsors are hiring an investment advisor that kind of fills that role. You know, and the investment advisor role is a very important role. They kind of play the quarterback role with respect to, you know, not just the delivery of the investment services, but really for the entire plan. I mean, they're kind of the plan's quarterback. They facilitate the investment resources, and then they manage the plan sponsor's satisfaction with the entire program. And so the investment advisor is a very key role to a successful retirement plan, you know, operation and to the supply chain.
You know, as I listened to you explain the role of the investment advisor, I didn't hear you say who actually makes investment decisions. Where in the supply chain does that happen?
Sure. That's a great question, and it seems to be a lot of change and things happening in this area right now with respect to the supply, this part of the supply chain. And there's really, you know, kind of stepping back, there's really two components to managing the investment decisions in a retirement plan. There's I'm going to kind of make this use simple terms. I mean, basically, there's the, what I call plan-level investment decisions, and then there's kind of the underlying investment category money manager. And you really have two roles oftentimes in terms of making the decisions about the investments. And the plan-level investment manager is typically going to be responsible for selecting and monitoring the investment lineup that's offered as part of the program. And then the money manager is obviously, you know, going to be the person that's managing the, you know, one of or, you know, a series of the investments in, you know, that's as part of the program. They actually manage the underlying investments that are part of that lineup. Typically, those are two different roles. And, you know, just kind of a side note there, you know, there's a lot of discussion and talk about fiduciary responsibilities related to selection of the investments. And, you know, you may hear terms like ERISA Section 338 investment manager or 321 investment manager. And those are roles and responsibilities as defined in ERISA with respect to how the investments are managed. But in essence, those two roles are very key, the plan level and the individual slot or the money manager that's underneath an underlying investment.
I think that's a real good, as simplistic an explanation as you can make out of a very complex subject, John, and I appreciate that. You know, as I sit here and hear you talk about the supply chain, it becomes pretty clear that the details of a retirement plan's operations are pretty complex, ensuring that that all gets done is a big job. And I know you have firsthand experience in this area at Gelide Business Services. And maybe you could tell us who are the key players then in this section of the supply chain.
Sure, yeah. This is certainly for us, I mean, this is the key part. You know, our firm, this is the role our firm plays in the supply chain. And so it is certainly the area that I have the most expertise here. But and there's really, from an operational perspective, there's really, you know, I would say there's three key players. There's the record keeper. The record keeper facilitates the record keeping of the underlying investments for each participant. They host a website. They provide participant statements and so on. So they are the, you know, kind of the key operational component for the plan. Then there's a third-party administrator, or TPA, as they're sometimes called in short. The TPA is involved in handling the all of the compliance work, the plan design, the plan document, the compliance testing, the 5,500 forms that have to be filed and other tax filings, and a slew of other services, assisting with distribution processing and loan processing, those types of things. So the TPA plays a very important role. And then the third, you know, kind of key operational component to a plan is the custodian. And sometimes the custodian, I mean, they're in the background, and they can be, you know, kind of behind the scenes oftentimes, but it's very important because the custodian is the party responsible for protecting and safeguarding the plan's assets. And that party works very closely, you know, oftentimes with the record keeper to facilitate the trading of accounts and that sort of thing. So those are the key areas of the operation.
Each of these links in the supply chain that you've described so far really do develop a rather challenging management responsibility for corporate executives and business unit managers that don't have specialized skills or training in these areas. And we're seeing that in order to gain relief, many of these kinds of individuals are now outsourcing their primary duty as the plan administrator. Now, our firm serves in that role and is partnered with Gelide Business Services and serves many of your clients. I think it might help the audience, John, if you could tell how an outsourced plan administrator fits into the retirement plan supply chain.
Sure. Yeah, great question, Ron. And, you know, I'll go back to the analogy, you know, that a retirement plan is like a company or an entity, and, you know, it needs to be run and managed, you know, with expertise for it to be successful. And, you know, what we're seeing is as many corporate executives, you know, they're already managing their own companies, and with the complexities of the rules and regulations evolving on the retirement plan side, many corporate executives just simply don't have the experience and the expertise, or nor the time, frankly, to manage all of the aspects of the retirement plan, the fiduciary aspects and the key operational aspects. And so, you know, the services that a 316 administrator provides, I mean, similar to what, you know, you all do, Ron, could be very important to that role in ensuring that the plan is managed appropriately. And, you know, a couple key things for the listeners to consider as they're looking at the 316 solution. I think it's very important for the 316 fiduciary to be, you know, an independent 316 administrator to ensure that the plan sponsor is truly fulfilling their fiduciary obligations. Independence is a key aspect of that. And then the second thing is to just make sure that the 316 administrator has experience in this area. But it can be a very helpful solution for plan sponsors to maximize the value of their plan and reduce fiduciary risks and responsibilities.
Well, that's a good description of an emerging vendor category in the supply chain, and I appreciate it, and I know our audience does too, John. Before we conclude today's podcast, I wonder if you could tell our audience what you think are the biggest challenges for plan sponsors and their advisors working within today's retirement plan supply chain.
Yeah, good question. It's a good question to end on today. You know, the probably for the plan sponsor, it's definitely the need to be an expert in a very detailed, complex, you know, environment and area, a changing area. And in fact, there, you know, ERISA requires the fiduciaries of plans to be prudent experts in many of the aspects of managing the plan, and so that's very important that they be up to date with the rules and regulations, you know, in fulfilling their fiduciary role. For advisors, it's interesting. You know, I mentioned the The advisors play a quarterback role. They do a lot of work with respect to just managing the overall expectations and the processes. And but the other aspect of the investment advisor is the fiduciary investment fiduciary services that I mentioned. And I think for the investment advisors that are out there, we see several models taking shape. We see some advisors whose sole approach is to be that quarterback. We see others, you know, who wish to also play or not also in addition to play the investment fiduciary role. And I think for that advisor, I think the most important thing is to clearly understand both of those, the need for both of those solutions, but to, as they're choosing their own service models, you know, choose one very carefully and clearly to ensure that they have the right processes and resources in place to deliver the appropriate service. And we think it's very appropriate for some advisors to not act in a fiduciary capacity but to bring in an outside fiduciary. And I think that's a very important decision for advisors today in terms of how they deliver services to the retirement plan market space.
John, your perspective in the role of a record keeper certainly gives our audience a very intricate look into how they perform as plan sponsors and also for the advisors listening on what to expect with respect to the appetites and needs of the plan sponsor marketplace. And I do appreciate all that you've shared with us today. We are just about out of time. And before we go, I'd like to give our listeners the chance to contact you directly with any questions or comments they may have about your firm. So I wonder if you could say your phone number now so our listeners don't have to scramble around trying to find it while they're driving down the road.
Sure, Ron. I'd be happy to and love to talk to plan sponsors if they're interested in learning more about, you know, the supply chain and or any of these topics that we've talked about today. We can be contacted at 254-296-4015, and certainly, you know, please call us if you have any questions about any of these topics.
Well, John, thank you for being on the show today. It's been a great privilege to have had you. And for our audience, a reminder to tune in to our next podcast when we will cover the recently added requirements of retirement plan fiduciaries. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.